Hello and welcome to Unrivaled Experts, where we get the best of the best to share their insider secrets so you can get a shortcut to living a better life. And my next guest here has been around the block. He's seen about everything in the business world. And I think the important part here is he's seen it from so many different perspectives. And that's one thing that a lot of times we're missing is that perspective. He's been in roles from CEO to business development to business professor and everything in between. He's worked with Fortune 500 companies, academic institutions, nonprofits, and everything in between there as well. He's a cross-functional business leader, an educator, a speaker, and he's the best-selling author of Lay an Egg and Make Chicken Soup, his new book. Welcome to the show, REA Brish. REA, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Good to be here. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you. And today, you're going to talk to us about innovation and how most so-called innovators, in your words, tend to oversimplify or ignore the execution part of innovation, which is idea times execution.
Correct.
I want to know, REA, who is it that you help the most? When we're talking about these innovators, who is it that you zero in on and can give you the most value to?
Okay, so there are two, when you talk about innovations in business, there are two groups or two types of people. One is small startups, and the other one is large corporations. Each one of them have different challenges. So I help both with the different challenges they face.
Okay, so anywhere from small startups to large corporations, and I'd like to start with small startups if we can. I think that's going to hit home for most people. So what's one big problem that you can help these innovators, these small startups, what's one big problem you can help them solve?
So it's a collection of multiple problems, but if I group them all together in a small startup, it's the fact that in many cases the founders of the startups are young entrepreneurs that are lacking the execution experience by most part. And the other issue with small startups is the small teams. So with a small team, you don't have all the expertise in the team. So that's another challenge a small startup wrestle with.
So we have an experience problem, and we have a bandwidth problem, correct?
Correct.
So what's your solution? How do we solve these problems and get past those hurdles? Because those are two pretty big hurdles.
Right. There are several ways to approach it, or to, I wouldn't say solve, but help the situation. One, I recommend the startups to join some kind of an accelerator or incubator where these service providers will match them with mentors and you know, consultants and also service providers, whether it's accountants or financials or lawyers and what have you. So this is one part of the not solution but help. The other part is for the startups to maybe recruit two or three or few mentors with experience, or advisory board with experience that can guide them through the maze of all the hurdles and blind spots and speed bumps that are facing their way.
So seeking some mentors who are going to have that experience, be able to provide some knowledge and really guide them through, and then also going out and finding some of those specialists that we can outsource some work to.
Correct. And the slang for it, sometimes people refer it as add some gray hair to the mix or to the team. So that's kind of in a short way to describe it.
Yeah, it's important to get those people on the team who have been there and done that, and they can see ahead. They already know what problems you know, to fix before they become problems.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So when you're on the outside looking in, you're looking at some of these startups, what are some of those things that just make you shake your head? What are those common mistakes that people are making when they're trying to just get ramped up?
Yeah, so the once again, from just being brief, from a big picture, the common mistake is this is such a great idea that I'm going to succeed. No matter what, people will buy it just because it's so great and what have you. So that's nice, but as you said at the beginning, innovation equals idea times execution. So the idea is just one part of the equation. The execution is the other part that some entrepreneurs tend to ignore, not because of ignorance, just because lack of experience, I would say.
Okay. And right now we're in the midst of this great resignation. Everybody's leaving their jobs. They all have great ideas. They're all wanting to plant their flag and start their own thing. And there are a lot of people that are cheerleaders for that, right? They want to get everybody going, help them get started. But when it comes to getting started with this idea, what's the worst advice that you see given to these new innovators?
So I'm glad you mentioned, you brought to the conversation the great resignation. Usually it takes longer to raise money for your startup, and very often you don't raise all the money you think you need. So number one advice is don't quit your job prematurely. That's easy to say and hard to do because it's time consuming. You have to keep your job and in your spare time start to work on your startup. But that's the best way to do it and keep, you know, food on the table, because you may, you know, you think you, okay, I'll resign and raise money in a couple of months, and no, it will take you 18 months to raise money, not 3 months. And who will pay for your food during that period? So try to keep your job as long as you can and work on the startup in your spare time on the weekends and the evenings.
So the reality is it's not always so shiny. It takes longer, it takes more money, and it's a lot harder, right?
Correct. Exactly. No, I've seen many startups fail just because people run out of personal funds prematurely before the startups start to take off and pay some salary to them.
Right. It's like building a new house, at all, you know, some custom home. It always costs more and takes longer than you think it will.
Right. My wife is in the remodeling business, so that's her job.
So she has those conversations a lot.
Yeah, right.
Now, I'd like you to share with us a story of somebody who needed some guidance, and they came to you. What problems were they experiencing, and how were you able to help them out?
So I'll have to deviate from the startup and go back to my corporate life. And it kind of relates to startups as well. Customer, normally you get the idea or you get a feedback to your idea from customers. But in many cases, customers don't know what you have back in your lab. And Henry Ford said it very nicely. He said, if I ask my customer what they need, they will tell me we need faster horses, because they don't know that he can make automobiles, right? That's more than 100 years old metaphor. But it's also true today. Whenever you talk to customers, try to focus on what they need without letting them engineer the solution. Because you may have in your back pocket some ideas and technologies that the customer is not even aware of that.
Absolutely. So as an innovator, as a startup, What's something that our audience can do in the next 48 hours to make sure we're starting off on the right path?
Okay, so I'm glad you introduced me about and introduced my book at the introduction. So if they go to my website, I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit. If they go to my my website, it's cxo360.net. There is lots of free material, and the most important one is a file, a checklist file. And it has like 25 or 30 items you have to go and just see, did I think about this? And if you didn't, you have to think about it or hire a consultant that will help you think about it. So this is one free resource. The book, my book that you mentioned, is kind of very similar. It walks you through the checklist. The thing about the book, it has some real life examples for each item in the checklist. You have two or three different real life examples of good lesson learned that succeeded and lesson learned that failed. So if you want to entertain yourself beyond the dry checklist, get the book.
Fantastic. And make sure you guys go check that stuff out. I'm going to put links to those resources on the show notes. Make sure you go check it out. It's right there. It can walk you through it. REA has been around the block. This is what he does, so he knows what he's talking about. CXO360.net. Again, I'll put that link on the show notes. REA, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Chris. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for being here and checking out our latest amazing guest. Be sure to head over to unrivaledexperts.com to learn from more incredible experts so you can get a shortcut to living your best life.